A federal judge is recommending that the U.S. Supreme Court approve a water-sharing settlement proposed last month. The settlement would recognize the use of a water-gauging station near El Paso, Texas, that will help ensure New Mexico is properly sharing the resource with its neighbor. Under the agreement, New Mexico would also pay farmers to leave their fields barren and reduce water usage by improving infrastructure. According to the Associated Press, U.S. Circuit Judge Michael Malloy filed a report this week, calling the settlement between Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas fair and consistent with water-sharing agreements of recent decades. Tensions between the three states arose when farmers in southern New Mexico began to use more groundwater as drought conditions worsened. Texas sued New Mexico, claiming that pumping groundwater was taking water from its share of the Rio Grande. As many as 400 property owners will be eligible to receive compensation from the Gross Reservoir Mitigation Impact Fund after Boulder County Commissioners approved direct payments last month for those who are eligible. $4 million out of the $5 million Reduced Impacts to Residents Fund will be available for distribution. Each landowner must complete the required paperwork from Boulder County to receive direct payment. The payment is tiered depending on the severity of the property owner's impact from the reservoir's expansion construction. The Gross Reservoir is located in unincorporated Boulder County along South Boulder Creek, southwest of Boulder. Denver Water, who operates the reservoir, is expanding the water storage capacity for greater water resiliency. The Gross Reservoir expansion project began in April 2022. Residents who have completed their paperwork will receive checks from Boulder County in August and September. Some of the homes that were spared by the Marshall Fire in December 2021 may have harbored carcinogens in the form of dust created by the blaze. That's according to a recent study by CU Boulder scientists, which looked at the long-term effects of the wildfire that destroyed over 1,000 homes and buildings and left two people dead. The researchers studied dust particle samples taken from homes left standing in the neighborhoods where others burned. They say they discovered elevated concentrations of potentially harmful materials such as polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons in air samples and samples from indoor surfaces. The scientists were not certain whether the particles posed a risk to the residents in areas affected by the fire. However, they say the information could help residents in future fires better prepare for moving back into their homes safely. The city of Boulder is conducting maintenance and improvement projects on its downtown parking garages throughout the summer and fall. These projects will involve partial and full closures of the garages. The work includes repairs, power washing, restriping, installation of parking guidance systems, upgrading electronic signs, and transitioning all five garages to a gateless operation for faster entry and exit. The parking garage at 14th and Walnut Streets will be fully closed from July 13th to August 14th, with alternative parking options available nearby. The Randolph Center garage will have a longer closure starting in August, and dates are yet to be finalized. The Community Vitality Department is coordinating with various stakeholders to ensure continued access to public parking during the projects. Oil and gas operator KP Kaufman has, for now, avoided a state order to clean up 78 sites and pay a $2 million fine. Kira Zizzo has more.
Denver District Court Judge Andrew Luxon has temporarily blocked the order by state regulators requiring KP Kaufman, also known as KPK, to clean up the sites and pay the fine by August 1st. In February, the State and Energy Carbon Management Commission told KPK if it didn't clean up the sites and pay the fine, they would not be allowed to do business in Colorado. KPK sued to block the commission's order, arguing that it denied them due process. KPK also said that if the order went into effect, they could go out of business. KPK has faced multiple violations at its sites. In November of 2021, the company agreed to clean up spills from wells, tanks, and flow lines. An initial $2 million fine was reduced at the company's request. KPK said it couldn't afford to pay over $795,000. After months of delays and conflicts with commission staff overseeing the remediation work, the commission voted to reimpose the $2 million fine. According to the Colorado Sun, in this latest ruling, the judge issued a stay on the cleanup orders and fines, until the KPK lawsuit against them can be heard. For KGNU, I'm Kira Zizzo.
The National Weather Service is struggling to communicate severe weather on Twitter. The platform has now put a cap on the number of tweets a non-paying member can view, limiting the ability of the National Weather Service to scan and report weather updates. The turbulence comes as thunder and hailstorms frequent the Front Range, leading to criticisms that the National Weather Service overly relies on Twitter to carry out its services. A new record for most tornadoes in a day was set in Colorado on June 21st, when 36 tornadoes touched down in Logan and Washington counties. Most of the tornadoes were short, weak, and occurred in open space, resulting in minimal damage. The previous record was set in May 2000, with 27 tornadoes in a single day. Today in Denver, it's partly sunny with a high of 79. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms is projected for after 2 p.m. In Boulder, it's partly cloudy today with a high of 77 and a chance of severe thunderstorms after 4 p.m. In Fort Collins, it's mostly sunny. The high is 78. Showers and thunderstorms are likely between 4 and 5 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Portia Junkett.